This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, August 7th. God's word for you today is collaboration. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, and it says, "My work was to plant the seed in your hearts, and Apollo's work was to water it, but it was God, not we, who made the garden grow in your hearts." Growth is not automatic. You are responsible for your growth. Growth is visible. It is the little things that no one sees that produce the big things that everybody wants. Growth is visible. The fourth thing about growth is growth can be painful and uncomfortable. J. Reynolds said, "Be not afraid of discomfort. If you can't put yourself in a situation where you are uncomfortable, then you will never grow. You will never change. You will never learn. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You're facing a lot of challenges. You have to be comfortable knowing that you will prevail and you will grow in the name of Jesus." Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11 says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." The fifth thing about growth is rewarded. When you grow, you are rewarded. When you grow in your marriage, finances, relationships, and in all the areas of your life, you are rewarded. But all that is rooted in personal growth. You cannot grow in your marriage if you do not grow. You cannot grow in your finances if you do not grow. You cannot grow in your relationships if you do not grow. Your growth affects every other thing, and growth is rewarded. You will be rewarded for your growth in the mighty name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11 says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." Growth is a mystery because growth is a collaboration between God and man. There is a God part to growth and there is a man part to growth. God will not do your part and you cannot do God's part. For you to grow, you must understand that you cannot do God's part in growth process and God will not do your part of the growth process. You have to do your part to grow. But having done your part to grow, God must do his part to grow you. Otherwise, nothing will happen. Similarly, ask the farmer. The farmer must do his part to plant the seed. But after he has planted the seed, God must do his part. Yes, God has put systems in place, but it is still God who will do his part. The seed must germinate and grow, and that is completely out of your control. If you decide not to sleep, it is not going to change anything. If you refuse to go home from the farm, it is not going to change anything. Once you plant your seed, secure your farm, and go home, the rest is in God's hands, not in your hands. Let us pray. Father, please empower me to consistently do my part in partnership with you in my growth process. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.